Okay, welcome to Tifosi Talk. I'm your host, Carlo.
Frank. Mara.
Frank.
Max.
Louder.
Max.
Okay.
Okay. All right. You want to start?
No. Yeah, so okay. did you like the
race?
The race?
Yes. Did you guys like the race?
Yeah.
At least we won one.
I knew they were going to win.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but if Red Bull was there, they weren't going to win. Right?
Everybody knew they had a problem with Singapore, Red Bull.
Okay.
But explain, why do they have that?
What was that problem?
They said, remember in the beginning of the year, they said if there's a track that they're going to struggle with, would have been Singapore.
Yeah, okay, but...
Because they had problems last year, so they tried to put a new floor, and they took out some wings on the floor that made it worse.
So aerodynamically, they weren't...
worse, yeah.
Yeah, so he was sliding all over the place, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 62 laps... They cut the track...
a few curves.
But I like those. Those were the complicated ones. You take out the stuff that, you know, makes it more exciting.
Yeah, maybe somebody wanted it more faster.
Anyway, I don't know. I disagree with that removing of that section. You guys?
Well, no.
No, I find it a better track.
Yeah, me too. But listen... They won. That's what's good. If maybe it was because of the track that they won.
I don't know. He was fast all weekend. It doesn't mean that it was just the track.
What I am surprised again is last week in Monza or 2 weeks ago in Monza, Leclerc was third and didn't do nothing to help Sainz, and this week he was second and still.
Yeah, no, yeah, but he helped them out. Yes, because when he slowed down when it was time to change the tires, he slowed down the whole pack, giving Sainz space to go.
But even at that, when they brought him in, right?
Yeah, they lost.
He lost positions because of that reason.
Yeah, but that I mean doesn't
That's
mean
the
what,
team.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the race is over.
No.
Where were you? And in the last stint, where was he? Was nowhere to be found.
He didn't have the speed.
Yeah, why?
Why?
It's the same car.
Neither did Sainz have really the speed.
Well, when Russell asked if he wanted to try to push, try to overpass Sainz, what is Russell's engineer said? That you need 2 seconds to pass him, and they don't know. Well, what Sainz has in pace,
yeah, what Ferrari has,
as pace.
Okay, but at the end, you could tell that he didn't have
because pace. They didn't change
they
the
had
tires.
No tires.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want?
But Russell couldn't beat McLaren either.
No, Lando Norris. But no, he could have if Sainz wasn't helping him. Sainz helped him.
Yeah.
So at the minute that he didn't help him, he was under a lot of pressure with.
Yeah, but don't forget, they changed tires. They had good tires. And then the
Mercedes
didn't. Yeah.
The Mercedes, yeah, I know. But that was their whole thing, no? Because they had brand new
tires.
Yellow tires.
Yeah. That's why.
But so did, Tinghal.
Who?
A set. He had a set of brand new yellow tires.
For who?
Leclerc.
Why didn't they put them in?
Don't know. The reason, I think, it was to hold up. The Mercedes.
How could he hold up? They took him 5 seconds to beat him.
Well, that the 5 seconds gave
nothing.
Well,
because they caught up way faster.
Yeah, but don't forget, they were 5 seconds faster per lap.
Exactly.
It makes a big difference.
Exactly.
Then he was going to win the race.
Why didn't they change the tires? Even if they had to put the hard, why didn't they change it?
No, I think... They didn't change it because it happened good to Mercedes because they already passed the pits.
Yeah. Yeah. Ferrari passed,
the pits. Ferrari, yeah. McLaren passed
they
the
had
pits.
To, so they had they, to wait, yeah, yeah, wait for one more lap, which it was the yep. it was ending the safety car. So
not the safety car. It was a virtual. Virtual. Yeah. If it was a safety car,
then it would have been good.
It would have been good for them.
From that, yeah. Well, things happen, eh?
Masses are.
What?
Max.
What did you say?
So, what did you think about this race?
I think it was good. It was well, I guess, managed. I guess that's the best word you can use, I suppose.
Okay. And
But I don't think they had any yellows. I heard they had no yellows.
Yeah, Leclerc did, but not, what's his name? Sainz didn't, but Leclerc did.
Yeah. Well, I heard that they didn't, but...
He still had used, though. He still had some used yellows instead of being on, I don't know. It all depends. I don't know. If Saints would have came in and changed for used yellows, what would have been? It wouldn't have made him...
Maybe.
No, he would have lost position. They would have lost position if he came in.
Yeah, so, no, they did the right strategy. And he called a smart race, 10 laps in? Till the end. He said that, okay, I'm going to keep Lando Norris in the DRS zone right?
Yeah.
So I guess if he said that, then he probably had the pace to continue to go faster.
He had the pace to keep Lando Norris behind him, but not, let's say, the faster Mercedes, you know? He had enough speed to keep. He knew that he had enough speed to keep Lando Norris because Lando Norris' tires were the same.
Were finished,
same age, around the same age.
Yeah.
So that's why he goes, okay, well, the guy, even with DRS, he's not catching me, so I could keep him there. So then.
Yeah, that's true.
Who is going to fight him after? If all of them have DRS, nobody's going to fight him.
No, that's. So, no, what he. The way. He finished the way he finished the last five laps. He played it smart.
Yeah,
by giving the DRS to McLaren, and McLaren Mercedes couldn't pass him.
Yeah,
but Mercedes had no choice
to change.
They had no choice. They had to.
No,
if
or else
they were going to stay
back
fourth.
Fourth, fifth, because the Verstappen was starting to catch up to even Leclerc. He caught up to. So, yeah, they would have been under pressure from him.
Yeah.
So, did you guys like not having Red Bull in the front?
Well, it just more. I think there was more race.
Well, not Red Bull, but Red Bull, but.
I think there was more of a race than when they're there.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind if
Verstappen was there.
No, if Perez was there, because everybody. No, I mean it's equal. Even though he has a superior car, it's equal to
The rest of the field.
Yeah,
it's just Max that's really.
He's a super driver.
Yeah. What do you want? He outperforms the car that.
And I'm sure that most probably if he would be for Ferrari, the Ferrari would probably be faster too.
I don't know. Now who's we're going to go to Vasseur and stuff? It's because now this is his car.
No, not yet. No.
Of course it is.
Well, you...
yeah. What?
Well... Since Binotto is hanging around the pits, Ferrari pits, the car's been better. It is. No, I'm telling you. So notice
this time it's pretty fast.
Since Belgium, that he's around the Ferrari pits, that he visited the Ferrari pits, and he's been there at Monza, he was there. The car was good. Belgium, the car was good. And today the car was good.
You think?
Okay, but so
hold on. Is it? Yeah. Is it the what makes him outperform better?
It's not that. like I said, when he, this car was designed, right, was Binotto, that Binotto's staff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then when they design a car like Red Bull and Mercedes, all their updates come onto certain tracks. You know, let's say Monaco, they have an update.
Yeah.
They have, okay. This is all planned before time. When he left, those plans were still in there.
Okay.
Now was it because when he left, other staff members left too with him.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, when Vassar came in, he probably was a bit lost on the updates of the cars, and decided he could probably decide, I'm just going to take certain parts and develop some parts, because to change all the other parts, they would have been over the budget. And right now they say no one is over the budget this year.
That's what they say.
But I heard that the Red Bull was already over the budget.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
I heard Mercedes and Aston Martin.
According to a website, which, you know, we have to either believe the website or you just, you know,
ignore it.
So, but you know what I mean. These cars, all these updates. All have a certain time. Even the engines, they allow three engines? Okay.
Yeah.
So every engine has to last 23 races. Your three engines plus your tokens that you could use to improve the car comes in throughout the season. So then they already have everything planned. They have the tires planned for what track and this and that.
And... speaking of tracks, do you guys think
Red Bull's up there next week?
Next week,
yeah.
You guys actually think Red Bull? It's a similar type of track.
No, but you already said it. He's going to be faster next week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Verstappen said it's going to go back to normal because they announced it. Like I said,
now we'll see how fast Ferrari actually got faster. You understand?
Well, we know he got faster because Helmut Marko already complained to the FIA to check the motor for Ferrari.
Okay. The motor is okay. It's not the motor.
Yeah, but why did they send
the motor? It's not the motor. That's.
And what is it?
Huh?
What is it?
It's their wings that they changed. And don't forget that this week they took out the flexi wings.
Yeah, but Ferrari didn't have.
No.
The FIA said Ferrari was the only one that wasn't cheating.
But Red Bull did.
What about Mercedes?
Mercedes was...
You could see it on the camera.
Mercedes cheated the last 20 years.
But who suffered the most out of this rule?
Ferrari.
Right. How does Ferrari suffer the most if they won the race?
Yeah.
Red Bull,
Alonso.
Red Bull cars were suffering.
Yeah.
So
and also
that tells you something. And that, don't say, Red Bull is going to be fast at Suzuka. We don't know.
Well, he said it already.
We'll see. When we see the evidence, we'll see.
All the Sky said it. Okay. And we know how they're very biased people.
Yeah, but Sky Italia is the same thing. They all said Red Bull is going to be back next race.
Because
not only that. Today, what they were saying, the three Brits are going to win the race. One after another.
It was a Spaniard.
Yeah, well, they were saying that...
yesterday they said...
The two Mercedes are going to win. Ferrari wasn't there.
They were placing them fourth and fifth.
They're biased, not us. Us, it's just Ferrari, but we're not biased.
No.
Because you have a Spaniard driving, we have a French guy driving.
Yes. Yeah. And we have a French leader.
French leader.
Nobody, none of Italy wants. You don't desire or the thing, you know what I mean?
And he's still,
okay. Still higher.
Max, what do you think, Suzuka? What do you think are the chances of Ferrari repeating what they did today?
No.
Max?
Yeah?
Yeah. Jesus. What do you think?
No, I just had to step away for a minute.
Okay.
What's up?
What do you think their chances are at Suzuka?
I don't remember the track.
It's sort of, for me anyways, it's sort of the same. It has some long straights.
Well, if it's sort of the same, then it could be that it favors Ferrari.
No, it's not the same. I don't know why. It's a fast track. Yeah, but they
are fast corners, yeah, which Ferrari is good at. I might have to stop for a bit.
I don't know if that.
Okay, wait. No, don't go check. What was I saying? Yeah, it's fast corners and a long straight. Well, long curve straight, let's say. It's not really a straight.
There's a high speed curves and a high
speed. And low speed at the beginning.
And the low, yeah, just a small S.
The small S? It takes like 15 seconds to pass those small S's.
Yeah, the S's.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's all fast near the start and go, yeah.
And under the tunnel, it's slow.
It's slow.
Anyways,
I still say that Ferrari is still going to be good.
No, I didn't.
If the car is the same.
I didn't say it wasn't going to be good, but I'm sure they're not going to win. To me, I think they could come maybe second or third, you know, but I don't, because I think Red Bull next week are going to be strong.
Okay. And who do you think? Aston Martin then is going to be strong?
No. Aston Martin.
Okay. Mercedes is going to be strong.
Mercedes needs to finish second. Toto Wolff said it today. They need to stay ahead of score more points than
the Ferrari. Yeah, but
they're afraid that a Ferrari now is faster.
Well, he said it, that Ferrari is already faster.
He says if they weren't going to change the tires, he goes, forget about...
But even Ferrari wasn't going to... Leclerc wasn't going to go forward from where he was.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know about you, but my money is on Sainz. That's carrying this...
Well, obviously,
right now. It's all year.
All year.
No, three races now.
Who's ahead of in points?
Since the break of... the summer break, yes.
Saints came back stronger. Yes,
but
he was already strong before that.
He was doing way better than Leclerc. Yeah. Okay, you can't take it away. It's been
I'm not saying that he was not.
Look, it's very easy.
For me, both drivers at the beginning of the year,
okay,
I would have fired them both. At the beginning.
Listen, I would never have fired Sainz because Sainz, you need him. And if you look at his career in Ferrari, he's outperformed. Last year, Leclerc was favored. Every time...
So he's now too.
Favored, but he's not there to say, tell Sainz, okay, slow down and help Leclerc pass you. You know what I mean?
No.
So
last year they don't.
Last year I remember when at Silverstone when Sainz goes if I let him pass I'm gonna finish fourth.
And why should I?
Why should I? You know he led the race. He led the whole weekend, this weekend.
Yeah.
So you know, but Binotto was the first thing is no, Mika Leclerc has to win the race. That was the only problem I didn't like with thing, but.
Okay, go finish your sentence.
But the last 3 years, two out of the 3 years since I've performed the thing, 2021,
Leclerc.
2022, Leclerc.
Listen,
in 2023.
Okay.
Leclerc,
yes.
How many times did he go off when he was winning the damn race and he lost the race because he went off?
Okay.
And they were winning the race.
Yeah. Okay. And Max is...
Well, yeah, I've said that a few times now.
Okay, so
that he kind of loses control. I guess I thought this year would have been more mature, but it doesn't look like it happened.
That's it. No,
okay, so you're talking about
Leclerc, right? Okay.
Leclerc
is another George Russell. So much potential, but no, at the end, this is what they are.
They
this
screw
is,
up.
You know, yeah. Screw up. When it's time to do something, Georgina hits the wall. Leclerc hits the thing. You know what I mean?
He was almost crying because he went off.
Like Georgina would.
Obviously, he had the fastest car out there, and he hits the wall. But so did Lando Norris hit the wall.
Yeah, yeah. He was lucky he saved it.
But he was laughing at the end.
Well, obviously, he was laughing. He finished the race.
and he didn't have the fastest car because Hamilton called in to...
Yeah, he told him to get out of the way.
Holding him up.
Still. Anyway.
But both of their tires, because they were pushing, were starting to lose their traction.
Yeah. Exactly. They were saying that the back tires were gone.
Okay, so if we're expecting Verstappen to be on top for next race,
I think so. Anyways, my opinion is
I still think the flexi wing is bothering them.
I don't know.
That's
maybe.
my opinion. Okay?
It could be because you know, the wing on Ferrari never flexed. Never.
Okay, even it flexed a bit, but not as much as everyone
else. No kidding. If you hit a crater on a road,
okay, but they don't
flex.
Have a crater on the Formula One tracks.
You're going at 300 kilometers an hour. I'm sure the wind, you know, it's going to...
No. Flexing like this... I can't explain on
exactly.
From side...
The center.
Yeah, center to down. Yeah, okay. It's acceptable. It's when it's stopping and the wing comes back up to slow down the car.
Yeah,
and then when it comes back, when you press it, it comes all the way back down.
Disturbed everybody.
Yes, like
the way
usual.
I like it. The way I like it.
Okay, Joey is here.
Now we're going to fight for sure.
Okay, so Joey's so
continue,
here.
Now continue finished. What you're saying, yeah.
I said never in the history.
Yeah. And I was going to tell you that, that...
I've never seen Ferrari cheat.
I thought you were gonna say the wings flexing. At least that. But no, you went never
all
cheat.
The way.
Okay,
all the way.
Yeah, from zero to
the max.
Yeah,
that's my personal
opinion. Yeah,
Joe.
That's not anybody else's opinion.
Casonio.
There you go. All right.
You have anything to say?
All kinds.
Okay, so introduce yourself and then shut up.
Okay, Joey Cascioni is in the house. When you have a lot of shit going on in the house, but minor controllable stuff, it just unfortunately allows me not to be punctual. I come here at a later time, but it's a consistent basis and it just never changes.
Mute you. I have to mute you.
Am I muted right now?
Not yet.
Okay, good. I like that. Singapore. What I like about it is street tracks is my second favorite. Obviously, the first one is this. It's the one that you like, the Monaco one.
No, I don't.
Who likes Monaco?
I like the tunnel area. That's
I like playing it on PlayStation, but that's it.
That's about it.
Not even that. Yeah. I put it on auto. Make the do it.
But I just like it when they drive at night. It makes it look very sexy. That's okay. I like that.
They have no lights though. Mm. The cars.
But,
they do. They have the flashy.
Yeah, the flashy lights in the back. I understand you're in a third world country over there, but I think they could generate their own nuclear power planted lights, electricity,
nuclear,
so it's fine over there.
Sure.
Yeah, that is, man. They remodeled the tracks, they got rid of four turns over there. So what's your opinion on that, Frank?
We already went through this. So
I just want to... Because I wasn't there. Okay, my opinion is that it allows...
To go faster,
to overtake the cars. And so the less turns you take... Obviously, the faster you could go, you could optimize your DRS and you could overtake
you
your cars.
Out the best part of the track.
Okay,
for
that's
who?
For you.
Yeah, of course. For me.
Yeah, I like with
of course
no curves. But who said that Ferrari's pace was slow on free practice too?
Me. I said, because it did. It was, compared to everybody else.
Compared to
even actually, it was just as slow as Red Bull.
No. Red Bull was having a hard time doing 140s, and the other guys were 138.
I'm talking about
the race.
You know, I'm talking about long runs.
Was 138.8.
And that's what Ferrari was doing, 138.8.
That's Ferrari was doing 138.
And so was Red Bull.
And Mercedes?
No, they were doing 137s. Alonso was doing 137s.
And how come this, during the weekend, they couldn't do 137? And where did the...
track evolution, track this, track
that. Yeah, it usually gets better, not less. It usually gets better.
Not worse.
Yeah. Worse. When they had the Reds, he was doing 137 cents.
Yeah, but at the end, it was doing a lot. Well, look, the yellows, with the yellows, the Mercedes were doing
135s.
136.
135s.
That was
But you just can't say 135 when he does just one lap.
Well, that's his fastest lap.
Yeah, that's not a long run. No. That's just one lap.
Yeah, obviously.
But you cannot say, okay, now this car does 135. So so if Sainz had a bad lap and it did 139, that means that's his race pace.
No.
No,
I'm
so.
I'm saying, but him, he was doing 138.8, okay, consistently.
Yeah.
In free practice.
Yeah. I'm talking about. Okay.
Okay.
I seen that. I heard that.
On race pace, what was he doing?
The first 10 laps were during 137s.
But the tire's brand new.
So
it wasn't a used tire.
Yeah. So when the tire was
used, how much was he doing?
138.
139. 140.
And the whole field was doing that.
Yeah. Because he was setting the pace.
He could have went faster too.
Yeah,
he was holding that.
He was holding it. Because he's saving his tires at the same time.
No,
but he's doing 62 laps though. He's not doing a race.
But Carl. Yeah. If I'm doing 137, or 138, like you were saying, he's holding in pace, doesn't mean that you can't do faster. You
go faster.
Why don't you go faster?
You can't, because, look, if the race is 62 laps.
Yeah.
Okay? So if you could go faster, okay, he has to pass Sainz, right?
Yeah.
He was in second, Russell, when he was complaining, he's holding up, okay? You said, why didn't he pass him? Because he's holding his tires too.
Well, the box and say, could I pass
him? Because the box is going to say, okay, either you push and pass him.
But he couldn't.
He said he couldn't.
He didn't have enough space to do it. That's why they said, okay, no, stay where you are.
No, that's not why.
He said you needed 2 seconds.
At least 2 seconds to pass him. Which he never had.
But that's what, didn't I just finish saying
No, this? You didn't no. say that.
Didn't I just say this?
Did he say
I
that?
Just said that Russell didn't have the pace to beat him.
Look. You're talking about their argument is the distance, the pace. There's other factors that come into consideration for that.
You didn't say nothing about that. You're putting down Ferrari.
Your argument is the
distance. No, I was not putting down Ferrari. I said Ferrari.
Did you see? Mercedes doesn't have the flexible wheel.
Who said that?
You just told me.
I just said...
No.
I'm going to kick his ass. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Let's pull back the tape.
Which year did you hear?
I don't know. Yeah,
you don't know. Like,
is Max there?
Yeah.
Hi, Max.
Hi.
Okay. Thank you. Responded. Okay. Also, before we get into the nitty gritty,
did you respond?
Because I heard it through your headphones. Do you like Williams' new blue color in commemoration to their new sponsor, Golf?
It's a Golf.
Yeah. So for the next 3 Grand Prix, they'll be rocking that color.
Woo-hoo.
It reminds me of the Montreal Expos and their powdered brew. That's why I like it. So it's just making. That's why if you notice, I walked in with an Expos jersey because I just want to honor.
None of us noticed.
Okay, thank you. Oh, but you noticed this one for real.
he's going to jail. You know.
But, obviously, if he deserves it.
Okay, come on. We're not talking about that.
So the powdered Expos blue. You don't care about that?
No.
It's Golf.
Powdered Expos. Yeah, it's not even their
color because Williams wasn't Golf.
No, it's because it's their sponsor. But so what? It's a gasoline.
Why do you call it Golf?
It's gasoline.
Because they're gas station.
Gasoline. Yeah, they're not going electric.
It's gasoline.
That's why.
You're advertising gasoline.
Yeah, that's why Alfonso came back. He's not doing
Alfonso. Who's Alfonso?
But it wasn't Golf.
Alonso.
Hey, well, are you guys having a different conversation here?
No, but you know because Alonso.
Yeah, okay, but
he called him Alfonso, by the way.
Alonso.
Okay, Alfonso.
No, because Alonso left. Because Alonso came back to a gas-powered vehicle because him, the electric, didn't work out.
Yeah.
And didn't Massa give up on that as well?
What did he say? That he tried the not the hybrid, he tried the gas, the electric.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But you're constantly saying gasolina.
When did he try
for? Or was it Massa? It was Felipe Massa. Okay, sorry, I got confused on that one.
Yeah, because
one's Brazilian, one's Spanish.
There's a big difference.
But he tried the NASCAR.
Indy.
Yeah.
He was trying for all three, you know?
All three, yeah.
Yeah, it was not.
Jesus, so. You guys are all
And what about McLaren's new paint job? The nice Halloween colors that they're that they're doing. You know, the dominant black and then a little bit of orange because it's a good contrast. That
it's not
I
orange,
really like it.
It's papaya.
Papaya. Is it in the orange
it
family?
Papaya.
Yeah, it's papaya.
Well, it's like
that's a McLaren.
It's orange yellow.
That's a McLaren color.
Yeah. Papaya. I thought it was papaya.
Okay,
Max, explain me this. How come there's a astral turf out of all things on this track? Was that a newly modified thing, or they're known for that, Singapore? I want Max to answer this. Why is there astral green astral turf on the curves?
Okay, wait, Max, before you answer, because he doesn't have headphones. He said no idea.
Okay, so Frank, why is there astral turf on this track?
Where did you see astral turf?
Yes, the turn that Perez screwed up on his free practice is because the astral turf, he lost the traction on the astral turf part.
Are you sure it's astral turf?
Yes.
You're 100% sure.
So yes. Because I guess when cars spin out like Perez, they thought for sure they had this scenery happen when they put the astral turf, and they said, you know.
So they went, okay, let him slow down on the astral turf.
So they don't ruin the real grass.
Not only that, I mean, they're gonna, if it's with the stones, you're gonna have stones everywhere.
It was
qualifying to where Perez lost control on the astral turf.
Astral turf?
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not paint? Eh?
I'm sure it's astral turf.
Okay.
I'm sure of not.
I don't know why they
And then they wouldn't put grass because
grass kills everything, right?
They would kill it.
Yeah.
No, because the grass holds the cow's feces for a long period of time that causes pollution. Whereas the AstroTurf will not hold it properly.
Montreal has
a bunch. They have put rubber.
Yeah.
They have rubber
because
pebbles.
Rubber.
Oh man, you just opened up another can of worms on that. Did you know there was a study? Now I'm gonna get into detail. I will not get into details of the study, but there was a study that, you know, those rubber pellets that you find in the AstroTurf, they do cause some emissions. Kids that played for a long period of time soccer on that thingy,
and what about football?
After 15 years, they get cancer.
Yeah.
And there was a strong correlation with that.
Okay, what about?
But I don't want to get into details of who's a scientist and all that thing, because it could disrupt the pharmaceutical industry. So I'm not going to throw anybody.
It could disrupt our podcast on F1.
Okay, again, a bunch of cars, a bunch of teams got upgrades. So let's talk about the McLaren on their bodywork. It looked nice again.
Only bodywork.
The aerodynamics and suspensions. I find that McLaren did pull it off. My young buck, Lando Norris, he performed that bastard.
Did he?
The yes.
Or was he?
He made points. He made top 10. He made points.
Did he make only top 10?
He was second.
Did you ever watch the race?
Of course. I want the model to tell me that within 10 minutes. Norris made it second place.
I don't
place.
Understand. We're talking about Ferrari. We're talking about upgrades.
Yeah.
And the first thing that comes out of your dirty mouth is McLaren.
Okay, fine.
And Mercedes.
Ferraris.
AstroTurf came out too.
Mercedes.
Perez. Austin Martin.
Perez.
Lucky you're on a Ferrari
show.
Ferrari show.
Okay. So Ferrari had a modified front wing. I think Sainz drove a lot better on the curves because of modified front wing upgrades.
You didn't see the race on Monza?
I couldn't attend it.
Or Belgium. I mean, these are all the same upgrades.
So you're telling that Ferrari didn't come in with a different wing in this race? Of course they did.
No.
Their front was different.
It's only their back wing that they came up with.
It was a front one.
Back
as well.
Okay,
I find that the upgrades they did in Netherlands, now it's paying off their dividends.
Yeah, because it didn't work that way.
I think still this comes back to, since Binotto has been visiting the pits.
But,
you see, now he's
who saw you visit? Who saw
it's
him?
It's not even a thing.
What? Google, you're gonna say
Google.
Google.
But it was on Google. Google. They were talking to each other.
Huh?
They were talking to each other. They've been seen together in the pits.
Really?
Yeah.
Vassar and
Binotto. Yeah.
Anyone else has any clue on this?
Nope.
Because you're not on Google. If you're on Google, you'd see it.
Okay. All right. So we'll take your word for it that they're talking.
No, I didn't say they're talking. I said since he's
came you back. You said they've seen talking to each other.
Yeah, for sure.
But maybe they were swearing at each other.
No.
I'm talking about wine.
Listen. Yeah, one guy spent this whole career in a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Since he was 18.
So, wait, since you brought this up, I'm going to bring up Gerhard Berger's comment on Vassar and Ferrari type of thing. Did you guys read it?
No.
None of you read it, right? Not even you?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, Gerhard Berger said they made a mistake firing Binotto because Vassar and Binotto would have made a great team for Ferrari together.
Yes,
so
but
do you guys agree?
No, I disagree because of ego trip.
I think so. No,
I think so because Vassar is out of his league
where
in Ferrari.
Yeah,
where he is at his spot. Binotto was a lot better leader in this thing.
But he's better in
engine-wise and aerodynamics.
He has more experience.
Yeah, because
he actually worked there.
You know, he's been there for almost more than half of his life. He knows how it works there. He knows that there's a lot of pressure to be there. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. So why you had to read what Gerhard Berger said?
You didn't say that. You said Vassar shouldn't be there.
No, he shouldn't be there.
Okay, but didn't say both of them put together.
But I said...
So this is a specific thing I'm saying.
I know what you're trying to say.
Stop bringing up
Why would you take a person's name, even a person like Gerhard Berger, that carries a name of Gerhard? You know what I mean?
Okay, going to a next step, I want to see what Max says about this. Max?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're not speaking much today?
Max is excited that Zoo signed an extended contract to 2024. And then with the floor upgrades that Alfa Romeo got, they both couldn't pass qualification one. So I don't think the upgrades did well for them. Max, go, you were saying?
No, I forgot. I did nothing. I've just listened to you guys.
Listen, you know, you always come up with Haas and when they fail, okay?
Alpha Romeo. Haas didn't really fail.
Alpha. Haas didn't fail at all. They made points.
But they've been in Q3. Hülkenberg brought them in Q3.
Haas?
Haas.
No, even
Tink. Bottas. So, but I think they don't have the budget to keep on going.
Yeah, but anyway, next year it's done. Alpha,
it's going to Haas, eh?
Yeah.
You guys?
It's going to be the sponsor for Haas. So
there's more money going to Haas now. That's
And the engine, it's only two more years? Or one more year?
Yeah, one more year. 2026 is gone.
So they're coming in 24?
26.
Yeah, but is that two more years then?
Yeah, two more years.
Yeah, but the engine from Ferrari. After that, it's done.
Doesn't mean that they're not going to renew it.
Well, no, they have Audi. Audi is taking over.
Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not Alpha. Sauber.
Sauber.
But they already have it.
Alpha is going to think.
They already designed the car, Audi.
But they're only going to as a sponsorship. That's it.
Yeah. No. At the beginning, the first year is going to be sponsored, but I heard that they're bringing in their crew.
Yeah, 2025 is sponsored. 2026, it's
there. Crew. We'll see.
And Andretti should be in too with the Cadillac.
Let's hope.
I hope he does.
Andretti should be. Because Haas already has a sponsor.
Yeah, they have MoneyGram.
The next few years.
Yeah.
For a few years.
They're going to get a lot of money, so that car will become like AlphaTauri became the second
Red Bull.
Red Bull.
Haas is going to be the Wait. Sauber. When remember when yes. the Ferraris was giving them yes. By selling them the engines.
Yeah,
that's what Haas is going to be. They're going to try, let's say, something new. They're going to put it on Haas.
Yeah.
And see if the it works and see what the flaws, the goods and the flaws of it, and then do it on the thing. The Haas.
Okay, so I just want to go back to one thing, another thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so three impeding penalties and not one penalty for him. Not even a sanction.
Was a Ferrari penalized?
No.
No.
We're impeding, but that's why.
Did he actually impede?
He said
what are we talking about?
They like said what? He didn't say he impeded. There was no impeding from Leclerc.
Exactly.
So,
but yet the three ones that Verstappen did were completely impeding.
Yeah.
So why don't you get why doesn't he get impeded?
Because the FIA.
FIA.
They never rule against an English company. He didn't.
Yeah,
do that.
I mean he created such a danger.
Three.
Like it's almost like taking a car on the highway.
Yeah.
And stopping in the middle of the highway.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of the idiots do that.
But that's what I'm saying. That should have been at least points off his license. Easily.
Well, I don't know why he doesn't get anything reprimanded. What the hell is that?
Yeah. What did he get? $50,000.
Yeah,
thing?
But what's $50,000 per day?
For him, it's nothing. It's what he has in his pocket when he's
it's
walking
pocket
around.
Pocket change.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, what else?
Yeah.
In pre-practice 3, Bottas was sort of heading towards the pit lane. He gets the black and white flag. So what does that mean? Explain me that.
Another time he does whatever he did wrong.
Okay, so he doesn't merit any penalty for whatever triggered that flag.
Your last warning, actually.
Yeah.
Last warning of doing the same activity or the last warning of anything?
No, activity. Yeah, activity.
So it's the way you enter that pit lane. Okay. That's it. So again, Verstappen, how he just at that Q1 that you guys were talking about, that he just stops in the pit lane causing traffic, he's not being penalized for that?
No, he didn't get penalized for that.
Nothing, huh?
And when he almost killed
Alonso was penalized.
Nobody got penalized.
Yes, he got 5 seconds.
That was today during the qualifying.
No. And Perez, what did Perez get for smashing into the one of the Williams or something?
Nothing. But see, now, if it was Ferrari, they would have added not only
five seconds,
plus another 5 seconds because it's Ferrari, plus another 5 seconds.
Wait, you're not finished. Plus, they're not allowed to use the third motor.
Yeah, that's it.
By the way, they're on their third motor and third thing. They're the last ones.
Now they can't stop them.
These are the last ones that they have left.
No, they always could take a fourth. They get
have to be penal.
Yeah, penalized. It doesn't matter. They're used to being penalized for doing nothing. Look at George Russell, Georgina. Him, he almost kills people, and he doesn't get reprimanded. Not even reprimanded. They clap. You safe?
I have a question for just out of
for Georgina.
From Georgina. I have a question, but I want you all to answer, even you, Mass. No. Okay, so you're behind Russell. You're Lewis Hamilton. He hits the wall.
Yeah.
What's your reaction when he hits the wall?
I knew it.
No. What's the reaction? What do you think he was thinking? Is that what a stupid idiot?
Not a stupid idiot. Okay, that's not the right thing. He called him what, a dumbass.
No.
Okay, a dumbass? What do you think he said?
No, I would say, I think he said, wow, this is the young buck that's going to take over. He was fighting for that extra point. He wanted to overtake Norris for second. I will give it to him. What a champ.
Okay.
He knows how to lead the charge.
Okay, you said dumbass to you?
Said, what an idiot.
What an idiot. Okay.
And you? You said your answer.
Wait. Mass?
Probably, it's probably saying good. He's out of the way now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. No, I would have been laughing. That's all I would have been doing. Is laughing and calling to the team. Ask him if he's okay.
Do we have access of that radio recording?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, so we could find that out during the week.
Yeah, but he only asked after the race was finished.
Yeah, so we'll find out during the week then, see what he actually said.
Yeah. But you'll have, you know.
And Perez hit Tsunoda, by the way, that took him out of the race. Yeah, it wasn't a McLaren or Williams, as you said.
Sorry. But did you see the way McLaren and Ferrari helped each other?
No, he didn't see the race.
McLaren and Ferrari.
Ferrari helped McLaren get second place.
Second.
But for him to stay first too.
Yeah.
All worked out.
Too. Not really. Leclerc kind of failed at lap 53, 54. He lost two positions to both silver arrows.
We're not talking about
Leclerc. We could forget.
We're talking about the number one driver.
Saints,
did you see that happen? Is what we're asking.
Of course I saw that. I says, but look at this Mishkino. Because I was for the young driver. But after I saw his salary and he's not fucking producing, I got a bit upset. So when the silver or black arrows, whatever they're called right now, I think the black arrows, when they took him over, I says, what an idiot. This guy couldn't even hold him back for his teammate. Instead, he lets them go and that's it. He couldn't be aggressive anymore. I think this is where Mick Schumacher would have been the best guy. With his youth that doesn't give a fuck about anything, was able to successfully hold him back.
Because he didn't give a fuck about anything.
No, him was crashing like a champ. He was crashing. But in the unlikely event that Schumacher would have been in third place in this position, I think he would be able to successfully hold him back because they would know that if you try to pass Mick Schumacher, he's going to crash into you.
No.
If Gasly was there, the guy's going to crash into you. But, so don't try to pass.
Listen, Mick Schumacher, the only reason he got a seat in the F1 was because his name was Schumacher.
Yeah.
Because in F2... He didn't do nothing. He wasn't impressed.
He was okay.
He won.
He won.
The same way Al
Sargent. How many races did he win that year?
Four.
Okay, maybe.
The other guy, what's his name?
Schwartz.
There. He's
better.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He's in Ferrari pit.
No, he's on the simulator.
Yeah.
Not pit.
Simulator. Yeah, because they're waiting to throw out Saints.
I don't know why he had to throw him out. I think he's
Saints
the one.
Is outperforming your number one driver, apparently.
That's not my number one driver. Not even Prost was my number one driver. Or Alessi.
Yes, we know.
Jean, I crash every pole I see.
Okay.
Grosjean.
Yeah,
that's his name.
All right, so
qualification one, both Alfa Romeos didn't advance. I thought their upgrades, failed. They got a new floor, it did not work out for them. They were constantly scraping the floor. You see all those sparks coming out when they got into the warning tracks. Yeah, to turn the warning tracks.
That's part of the track.
Yeah. Good Red Bull does it on purpose to see all the sparks.
I know, it's true. Okay, something else? Because I have to get on to another subject.
All right, we're going to say I lost it.
Go.
Lost in advance to... he advanced out of qualification two. I think that was impressive for such a lower tier team that actually made it.
But I was impressed that Red Bull didn't do Q3.
He actually fought...
Q3?
It's not on that list.
No, but in Q3, I was surprised that both Haas made it. Hülkenberg was there and Magnussen.
Why were you surprised?
I was very surprised.
Why are you surprised?
They're a bottom tier team. I'm surprised that they made it. They're not supposed to be there.
You called Haas a bottom tier team.
They are.
I think we have to edit.
Isn't Haas ahead of Alpine?
No, eh?
But they're close to.
To Williams, yeah.
Well, Williams is close to Alpine.
Yeah, they're like 5-6 points, yeah.
Behind.
Or something.
Haas is...
I don't understand why Haas... The race, I don't know what's going on with this.
Because they eat up the tires.
Then they have the same problem as Ferrari. If not even more than Ferrari.
A lot more than Ferrari.
Yeah.
And Ferrari, it looks like they're getting better at it.
I don't know.
Well, hey,
he was leading the race. And see what Leclerc did? Nothing.
Exactly. It's because it's Leclerc.
Yeah, it's not the car.
It's not the car, right?
It's Leclerc.
No, it's Leclerc.
Yeah,
Shut up.
How could you have both reds on your car in 10 laps?
Because it's eating. And they told him to slow down. Remember when they told him to slow down? Because the engine was overheating. The tires were being... That's the guy's fault, right? Yeah,
that's a thing. That's, you know, that's a race driver.
That's because the race driver, yes. It's nobody else.
Yeah, why didn't it happen to...
Saints.
Because he's in front. There's nobody...
Yeah, he has no obstacles.
Jesus.
Yeah, but he has no obstruction, the guy. The same thing as Verstappen.
Was 10 seconds behind. So
17 seconds behind the Mercedes.
I mean, he's nobody 17. Ahead of him. How could you get...
Okay, let's end it here with that.
What else?
Okay, next, go.
Okay,
go. Say one.
Aren't we going to talk about the women basketball?
No. Oh, well... If you want to talk about the men's basketball in Italy.
Yeah.
Not basketball.
Soccer.
No.
Hockey.
Although.
Badminton.
Volleyball.
No, volleyball, yeah. Thanks. Volleyball.
But they're good, that's why I know.
Yeah. They're good looking too, right?
They're at the... They're at the
men,
yeah. Focus. They're at the finals, no?
But they're always there. But they're always there. The Italian team is always there with volleyball.
In the 90s, they were the best.
They were the best.
Okay.
Let's I was watching Juventus winning 3-1 yesterday, so yeah. I didn't see any volleyball.
They had four penalty shots.
Of course.
They scored 3 goals.
Okay. They still won. It's still 3 points.
Anything else on that?
Yeah, I have a lot of things to say. I want to understand the politics over here of racing. So Russell got... Yes, it's Mercedes, not Ferrari. Russell got second place after qualification 3, right?
Yeah.
Now, after the third turn of the first lap, you have double Ferrari. They're taking the first two positions. Then after that, you have 3-4. You had Mercedes. Now Russell was complaining, "Are you going to give me the position? Is this because Russell qualified second that third place Hamilton had to give up his third place to his partner?"
Because he went off track.
You went off track.
Who went off track?
Hamilton.
Okay, so that part, I did see that. I didn't see the replay of that part.
That's why he had to give back his spot.
It's more of that. Okay, I thought it was all politics.
No.
Because I think I went to the washroom at that moment, you know, so I didn't see that. Yeah. That's why I didn't see the replay of that one.
Okay, listen. I got to get the votes in for Suzuka. So, what do you think?
I want to hear Frank's opinion first because I'm probably going to take it after him.
I say Verstappen first, Sainz second, and maybe Leclerc third.
I say Red Bull is going to be hard to beat, but it's Ferrari 1-2.
Okay.
Well, Red Bull, Verstappen had problems with his gearbox. He was always complaining about his upshifting during the free practice and qualifications. I was surprised that these guys couldn't qualify. I was really surprised. Now, give them that 1 week that they're going to resolve all this issue. It might be a tough thing. So I think Red Bull is going to be a bit set back. So Ferrari is going to retain first and... This is tough, man. Sainz is taking second because I think Russell is going to surprise us. Norris is going to take third. And Leclerc, he's going to be the mid guy. I think Hülkenberg is going to take out Leclerc. Leclerc will not finish. That's what's going to happen.
Okay, so two.
Two, Sainz, two. Okay.
You,
Max?
I think two and three or two and four.
Two and three and two and four? So you still think Verstappen is going to win this one?
Okay.
I have
one, two Ferrari.
Okay, so I'm gonna object what Joey said about Russell second.
Okay.
He's probably gonna have two accidents.
No, he said the same second.
He said Russell's gonna surprise people.
Yeah. Norris is gonna surprise.
Only surprise said Russell. The only surprise.
Norris gets third. To me, it's a surprise too. The guy takes off three. I like it.
The only surprise that's going to happen with Russell.
He's going to hit the wall.
So hope he doesn't
That's not a. Oh.
Hope he doesn't kill any innocent driver or a fan.
What about the protesters?
Okay, there's that. Then, I thought you were going to say anything about crashing.
He didn't. Well, it's crashing.
Is he going to crash in Suzuka?
Yeah, for sure.
How much? We bet. 25 cents.
You think he could America. Do those Senna S's?
Without crashing.
Without crashing.
No, I'm saying he's going to crash.
What I'm going to say he's going to crash too.
Oh, okay.
No, because look, Russell's motivated.
Does he take out his teammate? Does he take out his teammate?
No.
Russell's motivated.
Listen, Hamilton, why do you think he was hanging back?
Because he didn't want to crash.
Didn't want to crash into the other crasher.
Yeah, but Hamilton saw it coming because on the last turn, it's Russell. He was shaving the wall, and then obviously his steering rigid. It got stiff, and that guy went straight into the wall.
Shaving the wall
on the right side. I think it was more like shaving the wall, and then somehow his steering was stiff. It went through straight to wall.
Shaved the wall.
Norris shaved the wall.
He took out a chunk.
I saw it as shaving.
He took all the whole wall.
I perceive it as shaving there.
But even
got his tire, everything.
Yeah, even they went, what the hell?
Well, where was Stroll in all of this? After that crash out, I didn't focus on this guy.
Oh, yeah, we have 2 minutes left. Speaking of Stroll, yeah, thanks for bringing it up. You guys know why he didn't
race? No.
Not because he's hurt. Right?
Over budget.
It's yeah. Because of the car.
Because of the car, because now they have to bring in a new car for our next race.
Okay.
And if they brought this one, they fixed this one, they would have been over the budget.
Wow.
That's what they're saying. But I think they're already over the budget.
I don't know. FIA said that they checked the books and sure. all the 11 teams, so 11 teams
are,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Are under the budget.
Budget.
Oh, yeah.
Not under
the Red Bull. No.
They didn't say under the budget. They're on the budget.
On the budget.
Yeah. How could that happen, man? Look at Mercedes. Every week they have upgrades. And
no.
How come they're not in...
No, not every week. No.
Every second week?
Yeah.
And they're still under budget. How could that happen?
I still say Red Bull is going to suffer next race because of the flexi wing.
Oh, it could be. You know, that's what happens when you cheat.
Yes. Okay, anybody? No more? That's it? Okay.
But Mercedes had a flexible wing too, right?
Jesus Christ, I just say, okay, blah, blah, blah. What? Mercedes.
Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, we know.
Somebody, you always say Mercedes. Red Bull.
But who suffered the most was Red Bull.
Yeah, because of its flexible floor.
Ass. The ass of the car was flexible.
Listen.
Oh, you had nothing?
No.
Not even a bit?
No. That's why I had to look away on that one. Stop it.
Yeah, he's still insulted because we insulted Russell.
We insulted Russell.
No, you didn't acknowledge that Norris is the future of this race. That maybe he's going to end up in Ferrari, this guy.
Did you not know that it was Sainz that brought Norris in?
Yeah, he was a dead...
Before else, he wasn't going to be there. Don't you understand?
Norris is
the... He was going to be fifth or sixth. If it wasn't for Saints,
he was a sitting duck.
Why do you think
Norris is coming to Ferrari, because he's gonna have a 1-2.
I wish they do. I really do.
And Norris,
I thought it was gonna be Albon. I thought you guys were arguing.
Yeah, because Saints and Norris really seem like good.
They are good friends. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's never gonna happen. You know why? Because the guy that's gonna leave, that they're gonna throw out, is Saints.
Okay. On that note. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. So next week, same place, same time?
Yeah. Well, how can it be same time?
Why not?
Because the race is on...
it's going to be Sunday at 3 for us.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Ciao.
Okay. Ciao tutti.
Bye.